Greetings, fellow chocoholics, and welcome to Chocolate Habit, your weekly review of ethical chocolates from around the world. I'm your host and curator, Max Gandy, founder of DameCacao.com. Let's dive right into this week's habit. This week we're tasting Pump Street Chocolate's 70% Crayfish Bay Organic Estate, which is made with cacao from Northern Grenada and sugar, as well as a little bit of organic cocoa butter. I have to admit, I'm a fan of Pump Street Bakery. I've been eating their chocolate pretty consistently since maybe 2013. It's been about half a decade now. And I have to say that one of my favorite things about their chocolate is their packaging. They do a really good job with this rectangular, pretty large packaging, with the biggest plus being that it's just one piece. It's one piece, which makes it easier for them, it makes it easier for consumers, and it makes it easier on the environment. They just add a sticker to the front to say where the cacao comes from, and a sticker on the back to say what the ingredients are, a little bit more about the nutritional facts. It's just, in general, very well-designed packaging with their name clearly on the front and no more information than necessary. When you hear that Pump Street only has one piece for their packaging, you might be wondering, well, how do I reseal it then? Well, Pump Street has got you covered! You can actually Ziploc it back closed. So once I open up the Ziploc, the aroma... Oh, that is very sweet. Oh, I was not expecting that. So the Ziploc has two purposes. It also keeps in the aroma, which means that it is a very strong smell, and it is very sweet. This is very pleasant. It all sort of came out in a rush, but it's very sweet and a bit fruity. I hate saying just fruity because it just makes me think of acidic chocolates, but it's got a very smooth, fruity aroma. And I swear a little bit bready, but maybe that's just the bread scent trapped. It's a very good smell technology. Yeah, this is a very nice smelling bar. A little bit of cocoa, but mostly just sweet and fruity. Taking the bar out of the packaging will yield you 16 beautiful little squares of chocolate. It's really just a plain brown color, but this almost squarish rectangular mold is another way that Pump Street has managed to differentiate themselves. The bar itself has quite a nice snap, so the sound it makes when it breaks, and gorgeous melt. So when you taste it, just like with the aroma, the first thing that you get is the sweetness. It's a very smooth melt into a little bit of cocoa. Okay, a lot of cocoa. It's very increasingly strong cocoa. And it continues to have a little bit of a fruity undertone, but it's really just an assistant to the strong, smooth, not bitter, not astringent, cocoa-y flavor. So after a little bit, the finish is, again, quite sweet, very cocoa-y. Overall, not a strong evolution of flavors, but this would be a really good introductory dark chocolate for any friends or family who are really only into white or milk chocolates, or even if that's you. This is a wonderful introductory dark chocolate because it doesn't have any of the characteristics that people tend to associate and dislike about typical dark chocolates. The cocoa butter really adds a beautiful, smooth melt to the end. Pump Street has been putting out amazing chocolate for at least 5 years now, and I think that this is yet another example of really good chocolate that they make, but more importantly, I think it's great that they're using Grenadian cacao even though I'd prefer that Grenada continue to make more value-added products by showing off Grenadian cacao in different contexts and sharing it with a wider audience. They're getting much more exposure for the quality of Grenadian cacao and just Grenada in general. If you ask people where's Grenada, they'd probably not be able to place it as a Caribbean island nation, much less a nation at all. But this culturally rich and culinarily diverse country has a 9-day chocolate festival every May, and the depth of love that they have for cacao is absolutely inspiring. If you like this week's episode, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review for us on whatever platform you choose to download your podcasts on. I hope you have a wonderful week. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.